I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb.
How much you love that jersey with the 96 and navy blue and orange?
You know the crazy part about it? You know, this is the first time I've changed my number since high school. My dad played linebacker, my uncle played linebacker. They both wore 9. So in high school, I got 99. I wore 99 in high school, college, Redskins.
Interesting.
So I get here, Lamar Houston's like, nah, can't get it. So, no, time to, you know, just recreate yourself, new beginning, new number, and just have a fresh start. You know, this is a good organization, and I'm glad to be here. And like I said, I'm taking advantage of it.
Rotate, get in the chest, and down he goes. Sacked on the play, stepping up against pressure. He's ripped up around the ankles and dropped again. Jarvis Jenkins.
And what took you 4 years to get, you got in one game. What's the difference?
When you grow as a player and you watch a lot of film, watch a lot of guys like Jeremiah Ratliff, and when they take liberties, they do it through the discipline of defense, but they do it knowing that they're going to make that play.
Vic Fangio know how to pressure buttons?
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, he holds you accountable, man. He's more of a quiet guy, and he's more of a get your job done. He don't want to hear the excuses.
Your father was very supportive, obviously, of you. He and your mom, from what I understand, they made it tough on you, man.
I actually didn't want to play football, you know, growing up. You know, I was mostly a basketball player. I was a basketball player, and, you know, I came home one day. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 8 years old and came home from school. Dad was like, come on. I'm like, where are we going? Going to football practice. I'm thinking I'm going just to watch because he was an assistant coach. No, you're going to play. You know, got there, didn't like it. You know, and the reason why he was like, you get in trouble in school. You know, you have a temper. You need to let this temper out on something else, and football is going to do it. Since then, man, it was just automatically just going. I know football. Football is what I know, and my dad was my biggest critic. No matter if I had 4 sacks in the game or four tackles. This never was good enough, you know, and that's one thing I appreciate about him. And even to this day, you know, I had those 2 sacks against Seattle, and everybody texts me like, good job, and he's like, keep it up. It's like, okay, it's not good enough for you, so next week I'm going to try to get 4 sacks, see if I can change his perspective. But you need that. You got a lot of people patting your back. You need somebody that is going to tell you that it's not good enough, and he definitely does that.
Tight pocket, they keep him in, and down he goes. Jarvis Jenkins comes home again.
You mentioned you have a temper. How's that temper now at this point in your life?
It's crazy because, you know, it's like a different temper. It's like people underestimate me. First, it was a temper as far as I don't want to get embarrassed. This guy's not better than me. But it's more as like I should have been doing this. And it's more I'm mad at myself. It's like I'm taking it out on others. It's because I've always read that Jarvis is a bust. Jarvis is a second round bust. And it that really is what fires my temper. And I feel like my best football is ahead of me. And I really don't read anything like that. But like I said, you can see how it's getting to me now, how it's really aggravating me. And when you say it's a bust, that goes back on he doesn't work hard. That goes back on all my work I've been thinking about doing. And it really pisses me off. I'm not going to lie to you. And when I get on the field Sunday, that's my only time I can express it. And it's going to get better, trust me. It's going to get a lot better.